At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Woolen. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Victory Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Going to be a party today in this studio as we celebrate Nebraska's 28-10 win over Colorado. We'll get to that here shortly. Sip.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Good morning to all you. Good morning. Come on, Bill.
What are you writing down, Bill?
Lots of stuff going on.
Bill Bush is here. On. I'm here. And Ben is here.
And Ben was late.
Ben was up 5:40, yeah.
Quite late. Did you say quite late? Oof. Yeah, I was late too. God bless. Thank you, Lord, for getting me here on time and getting. I don't set an alarm, as you guys know. So,
which is always, you know, ideal for a 6 a.m. morning show, but yeah, your body tells you what to do, I guess.
Yeah, I usually wake up early, so it's not a problem. Today I woke up at 5:40. Woof.
Yeah.
That was I've never set an alarm in my life.
That is a stunning thing to
I can tell you unequivocally, I've never had a glass of wine and I've never set an alarm. I've never set an alarm in my life. I woke up at 5:40 and it's on at that point. It's scary, as you know, Bill. You're in a freak show mode, you know?
I get you. Yeah. I'm full support of that.
Okay, you're ready.
Yes.
You're locked in.
We are locked in. We're ready to roll.
The plane's leaving the tarmac.
I sent Sip a text at 5:56 and said, I don't see your truck out. It's an airplane emoji. You're late. Yeah. Got a phone call. You thought you'd be late. You got here still a minute early, so you're good to go.
Yeah,
you're all set.
I was at 16th and I was at that U stop on, I don't know. I don't know the addresses around here.
lived here for, you know, 40 years. I never know things where they're at.
You know, I don't go by addresses. I know we're at 11th and O, though. I know there was a shooting at 10th and O. You wouldn't believe the scene.
Was the shooting part of the bank robbery from before?
At 1:45 a.m.
Yeah.
On Saturday, early Sunday morning. God, there were 40 police down here because there was a shooting.
Yes,
a man died. It was nuts. It was nuts. So that's partly why I was late, because I didn't sleep much on Saturday night because I had to get up and work. And Marty was in town.
And Marty. I saw Marty.
it is Bruce, by the way, it's Bill. Bruce. I
we
wanted to address that
in the pregame show. Yeah, Marty and Angie were both here.
Yeah, it's Martin
for the pregame
Bruce.
Show.
It's Martin Bruce. Yes. It is. I was right.
That's good. But you had no idea he played tennis and he was the state champion. And you're 1 year apart.
But
we're not even
1 year apart, by the way. It's less than a year.
Less than a year. Yeah. He had no idea he was playing. He came home with the trophy. Like, what's that? Well, I just won the state tournament.
Oh, good job.
What sport?
That's good. Nice.
Debate? No, tennis. Congrats, Marty.
Anyway.
He was great, though, in the pregame show.
Yeah,
to see
thank
Marty
you.
And Angie.
Yeah, that's Marty fun. And Angie are full of life. It was great. I think they're back in Tallahassee, and that's it. Tied a bow on it. Yeah.
I have a little something for idle chit-chat.
What do you got, Bill?
At the event in at the winery in Seward, which was incredible.
It'd be Jake. Junto.
Yeah, Junto.
They Junto. Were,
wait a second. What are we
it
talking
quite
about?
It is quite a facility, the isn't winery? It, Jake? It really is. It's
Junto is incredible. That yeah. is an amazing
You went to
place.
The winery?
Yes. Yeah, so that's where the event was held at, the fundraiser.
Okay.
On Friday night.
Yes, for Brave Bee. And that was an incredible night. But I was there. I was walking around talking to everybody and had an incredible moment. I'm talking to this group of young couples. Talking to him,
young couple,
and the guy lets me know that that Cassidy, and it's pronounced Buescher, like Fisher, Buescher, Buescher, I think, okay. something of that nature. She's from Carlton, Nebraska, and in 2000 she was voted from in Carlton the Milo Queen. She was the Milo Queen.
Ag.
She was the Milo Queen. I got a photo with her. But that was incredible to meet
the Milo. This is a lot.
This is a lot right there. And so
the Milo Queen.
The Milo Queen, Cassidy Buescher.
The Milo Queen.
Or Buescher. I think it's Buescher.
You're fine.
Might be. Anyway, I have a photo with her, which was incredible. They had a lot of spirit, too. They were all spirit animals. So I liked that. They had a great time. But she was the Milo Queen year 2000.
And you were at the winery.
At Junto in yeah. Seward.
It was okay. an incredible night. I mean, though, because it's all garage doors to open the back up. So the doors were wide open. It's probably,
Ooh,
what,
nice.
75 degrees.
Sip, you would be very impressed with this yeah. place. It is a beautiful place.
Raised a lot of beautiful. Money. Had a lot of fun. So anyway,
good job.
But Cassidy, once again, congratulations. I don't want that to be overlooked as if it's not a big thing to be the Milo Queen in year 2000.
But we're very proud of you. We're proud of you, Cassidy.
Cassidy Buescher.
Ag.
Yes.
Ag.
We're an ag show. That's why I brought it up.
We are.
We're an ag show.
We are.
Sports show that yes, says ag show. Once in a while. Yep.
Yes.
Sports show, ag show, and we make you money. Just hang with us.
That's right. That's
what hang we do. With us. Ben's here. He's listening.
Do you want a programming note, Sip, real quick?
I do need
okay.
one.
Now, Sip loves the NFL winners and losers. As of last year, that's moved to Tuesday. So we will have winners and losers back tomorrow and Tuesdays going forward. I can still rock my Dolphins polo after a win, 20-17 yesterday.
You can rock
it. But the text I sent you guys were a typical, like I'm already mid-season so
just,
form.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead and say disturbing.
Yeah, just
the texts were disturbing.
Just real simple. We're going to delve into that real quick here during idle chit chat. I'm going to make sure we have all this stuff here.
Delve. I got to take my sweatshirt off.
I'm going back here. Okay. I'm going back with this. Let's get started here.
This is the group chat of the three-legged stool, and as
1 minute into the game.
Yep.
Jake Sorensen. Dolphins offense looks like feces. 1 minute into the season.
Was it 1 minute?
One minute in like that.
That was early. Yeah.
I text first quarter, Jake. Then you text Jake. Then Jake texts back. Oh God, the defense is bad too. We are blank. 0-17 season coming.
There was profanity in the text.
There was 96 yard drive for ease for the Jags.
That was bad.
Panicking, down 7-0. Like that. 14-0 Jacksonville. Season over. 14-0 Jacksonville. Season's over. That's what Jake texted me. Okay. This team is old, got their money, doesn't care anymore.
Ouch. That hurt. That.
Yeah, he did.
That hurt.
Then the word bastards came out.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah. Then that one came out. Yeah, and I said, maybe next year, Jake. That's been my motto for 33 years.
That was dark.
Simple text. That's just dark. Yes. Dolphins look like a heaping pile of elephant hit.
I did
wasn't
see
hit. Hit. Yeah, it
right,
wasn't well, hit.
It wasn't hit.
He said the Panthers are down 30-0, by the way. That was funny.
I had to throw in something in there that was positive. Maybe laugh.
The Panthers were down 30-0.
They lost 47-10.
It gets better. Finn's down 17-7 at half. There is someone booing in Brewskis. That someone is me.
I didn't see that one. That's funny.
That was funny.
That's funny. That's super funny.
I booed yes. it half.
Yeah. Did you boo?
I booed it.
You audibly booed?
I think the TV is hit.
Yes. He booed. He audibly
okay,
booed.
I don't know what to say, Jim.
Yes.
Were you alone?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. This is towards the end now. Dolphins kicker just missed a 42-yard field goal about 70 yards left that would have tied the game. I cussed loudly at the bar. Cut him.
If you'd watch the
then I said, well,
ashamed.
Get his home address and phone number. Next text was, Dolphins win.
Yeah. I take a
and who
hiatus.
Made the kick, Jake?
Jason Sanders did.
Yeah. That meltdown was unbelievable. You were 1 minute into the season.
Season's
it was
over.
Startling. It was startling.
All I could think was, please, Jake, never coach and stay away and stay away from me. You'd be the guy that I'd fight the guy that I would fight in the staff room.
Would you fight
even, or on, you on the press box?
I think I can turn it down when I have to.
The other team get two first downs. We're screwed. Game over.
Would you fight him? He used the word feces, which was right away. I was taken aback.
In my first text,
he used the word feces.
I looked at my the text came in at 12:07. The game started at 12:02. That was the time. That's as long as Jake was into it.
Yep, it was a three and out off the bat. I was not happy.
There we go.
Bunch of sideways passing going nowhere. Ha ha. They figured it out.
Though. Last text: Dolphins win. Everything's fine.
Everything's good. What or no? And the shirt is done today.
It looks good.
Thank you.
I kind of like that shirt.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate
it's
that.
Kind of juvenile.
That is Idle Chit Chat sponsored by.
Swim called me an adolescent
one time.
Yes, he did. Idle Chit Chat sponsored by our friends at RenewYourAuto.com. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to RenewYourAuto.com. Body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. At RenewYourAuto.com, again, 402-833-3858. Nebraska is 2-0 for the first time since 2016.
Yeah.
An epic first half led to a win. Nebraska was up 28-0 in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the crowd right here on this.
Noise?
I got, yeah. This is Nebraska's up, 7-0, and then they pin Colorado deep. The first play of the drive, Shedeur Sanders back to pass. Here's what happened.
7 yards deep. Lets it go to the sideline. Pick six. Tommy Hill, the short run to the house.
That made it 14-0, and it felt like at that point, again, Nebraska was in charge. They did hold, I mean, obviously got to a 28-0 halftime lead. They win the game 28-10, not a very impressive second half. It was a ref fest in the second half. A lot of, you know, a million flags were thrown to kind of take away any sort of fun plays or any sort of positivity there. But 28-10, Nebraska wins on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the defense looked really good. And here's what I'd say: did anybody predict? Somebody, one of the breakers, I'm sure, will weigh in and say they did, but not many people, not many experts, I would say, predicted that Colorado would score only 10.
Well, at least Sterling said 48 points.
Yeah, I went with most of my scores. I went back and looked. A lot of people were, again, great win. I went back and looked at a lot of my text messages because I got hit up by a lot of people with score predictions.
Right.
And I averaged about, my number was, in average, was 38-17. That was the number that I'd went with pretty much all for the last week.
17's a pretty good. That's pretty good.
But I did think even they might get a couple late. I thought Nebraska would be so out in front that they might get something late, which they didn't. They have one score late, but 10 points is very remarkable defense.
I think
it is. That's very good defense.
I would almost say remarkable. Our friend George Darlington, I talked to George yesterday. He said he never would have dreamed that Nebraska. In fact, George very bluntly just said I picked Colorado. he thought Colorado would win the game, and he said I never would have dreamed. George knows what he's talking about. He watches the team closely. He watches practices closely. He said I never would have dreamed they'd hold Colorado to 10. So that was my biggest takeaway too is. Wow.
Yeah, 10 was, like I said, I thought they'd have 17, maybe even get to 20.
Yeah. But
I think everyone here felt the same with what showed up was that the line of scrimmages were so different. It wasn't even It wasn't even remotely close on both sides of the ball with the O-line. If you compare Nebraska's O-line to Colorado's O-line and the D-line, Nebraska's D-line.
Way better. Yeah, you're right.
It's not even close.
No.
And then so that also just tells you what can happen when you have three great wide receivers and a really good quarterback,
but you don't
have any mass up front.
No.
And you did that that's playing well.
Up front.
They don't – the other part of Colorado that I think is undersold in the discussion is that with all those new players, I'm not sure that their coaches even know who their best guys are right now. I mean, they know who the best guys are on offense, obviously. But knowing what everybody does well and getting everybody to do the right things, I think you want to catch Colorado early every year under this current, the way they are now. Two new coordinators, all 42, first-year players, a lot of guys playing for Colorado for the first time. Get them early.
I agree.
Get them early. Do you agree?
I agree. And the one that stands out about Colorado, where did Horn come from?
Jimmy Horn, now that you mention it, he's from Florida.
Wasn't it FAU?
No, that was LaJonte West.
Yeah, my bad.
I'll look this up.
Here's my reason for that. The Jimmy Horn thing, that's not that important, really. Okay. What comes to mind is that best players probably are Shadur, their quarterback. Also would be Travis Hunter, would be really good. And then Horn. Shiloh, they got hurt. So they're if you take the three, Horn's different. So they brought in like 100 players.
42 new transfers first year.
And then the 2 years. They brought in like
over
100 new players.
Yeah.
And besides the ones that came with him, Deion, who have they brought in? Who do you even notice on the team?
There's
no one.
No.
There's no one.
The running backs aren't impressive.
No, they're
Dallin Hayden.
There's no one that you look at. So they brought in roughly 100 players, and the three that came with them are really good, and then Horn, and that's kind of where it stops. That's shocking.
Jeez, that's a good point.
There's 100 players came in, and you're not like, well, look at the two DNs.
No.
Well, look at the three
really.
Technique. Well, look at the line.
No,
you don't see.
Not really.
Where are they at?
They thought. Along those lines, Bill, they thought they brought in pass rushers. And they, like I told you before, like last week, remember I said that I read that article where somebody wrote Colorado has an embarrassment of riches at like D end edge rushers, an embarrassment of riches. I didn't see that.
We didn't see it last week against North Dakota State either.
So they don't have an embarrassment.
Their starting quarterback was like, 18 for 22 against them. And then they brought the other. I mean, they threw for, I mean.
North Dakota State got 449 on.
Yeah, 449.
Yeah. Yards.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
That's a huge number. So they don't, when you look out there, I don't see anyone.
No. You're right. That's a good point. I mean, it doesn't appear that Prime's doing a great job. I thought we expected that though. Yeah, we did.
I mean, Nebraska lost him last year. It was disappointing. They went 4-8 after a 3-0 start.
But here's the thing: you got to acknowledge now. Bill's the only one in this room that was comfortably saying Nebraska would win the game.
He did. Yeah, that's right.
He's the only one in the room. So don't revise the history.
I'm not saying. Yeah, well, I didn't trust believing Nebraska yet.
Right. I didn't. When I woke up Saturday morning, I always got to do this. I got to remind myself. After the game, what I thought before the game, which was this is going to be a tough game. Remember, we were sitting here and Lee Sterling picked Colorado to win 48-45. Joel Klatt picked Colorado to win
34-34.
Big C. Confidently picked Colorado.
Yes. We thought there was confusion.
No.
His dad clarified and he went, no.
C.
C did.
Desmond Howard picked Colorado. So it wasn't all, Nebraska win this. Bill thought they'd win easily. I thought they'd win not easily. You thought they'd win not easily.
Well,
they won easily.
This is a team that has hurt themselves in the past. Nebraska had no turnovers. They're plus three through 2 weeks in turnover margin.
That's almost, don't play breaking news. Don't do it.
We haven't seen.
Don't do it. But that is almost like breaking news.
It feels like it. It's just massive.
Yeah,
They're plus three.
It's an incredible job. But when you watched it, there was two things that stand out the most. Was that Colorado's not great, and Nebraska is very good.
They're pretty good.
And so they're very good. What can happen sometimes is you don't play up to your standard, and Nebraska did. I know in the second half, I'm sure that Coach Rule's not like, well, no, that wasn't great in the second half when you don't have any points on a defense that's struggling. But there was never a time after even after the first drive, and I saw that even before the pick six, there was never a time in that stadium that you thought Colorado could win. There was never a time you thought that.
Okay, there was one point. God, you guys got to help me. There was a point where it could have got interesting. I thought, when did Jimmy Horn have the long return?
The kickoff return. That was after the first touchdown.
Was it after the second one? No, it was the first one. I think it was 7-0, and they had the long return to make it in Nebraska territory.
Oh, good job, guys.
It was like a 50-yard return.
Yeah, it was a long return.
It's a really good
return. Nebraska was up 7-0, and they had the long kickoff return.
And that's, I thought if Horn got in, And John Hole didn't make that. I think when you look back on this game years from now, that's a play that you think about. The John Hole. Oh yeah, you're right. It was after the. It was right after it.
It started at Nebraska's 37-yard line.
Yeah. So Jimmy Horn would have tied the game. That would have been a huge, huge moment for Colorado if Jimmy Horn gets by John Hole. But John Hole somehow hawked him down.
Yeah. Well, he made several guys miss on the return. So that kind of got him off stride a little bit. But it was a great effort play. But also,
by John Hole. Yeah,
to be able to get him on the ground, yes.
And then, so they, Colorado start, I'm not going to talk for 15 minutes about this. I just want to make one point.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Colorado gets, as Jake said, to the Nebraska 37, and immediately Shadur sacked by Nash for an 11-yard loss. So right away, they're pushed out, didn't score. And I thought that set the tone.
Yeah, that was a big part of it. If they'd have got even a field goal there.
Yeah,
even
a little different.
Goal, been a little bit potentially. And then it wouldn't have mattered in the game, but I think the interception that went through, the almost interception that went through Colorado's hands for a touchdown to Ramir.
Yes.
If he catches it clean, I think he's going to run.
For a while.
I think he's going to run for a while. So that could have, maybe they get something, you know, that in that drive. That made it 28-0,
that's right?
That's right. Yep. Right. And so it maybe would have went to 21-3, or maybe they somehow get a score. That could have been a little bit of a flip. But again, when you're watching the game, just watching it, you didn't think so.
No.
Well, you didn't that think. Touchdown you didn't. They're like, no, this isn't happening.
That TD was scored with 40 seconds left in the second half. So if they had ran the back for a touchdown, Okay, yeah,
it wouldn't have been
7.5 to.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been a touchdown, but it would have been. They had a chance maybe to give him a chance to get some points. But still, as you're watching it, it was. I mean, I flipped around a bunch in the second half to watch other games because it was like this. They were completely in control. Even though, think about this, Nebraska, everyone would say, wasn't playing at their best offensively.
No, they weren't
in the second half.
No, it was.
You know. And still, you didn't have any concern. Zero.
Not really. Not no.
There's
not
a couple
really.
Plays. That I did. You don't talk about these plays, but Nebraska blocks a field goal because they were trying to preserve the shutout. At that point, it's still 28-0, and then they block a short field goal. That was a cool play in the game by Nebraska.
So that was who motivated. Was that was. It, I thought it was Singleton, but it turned out to be
that was Ty Robinson. Ty Robinson blocked the kick.
Yeah,
it's a great job because most of the time, I mean, the kick was a line driver. But they had hands in the flight lane, so that was a great play.
Hands up,
the flight lane.
Yeah,
that kicker will get several blocks this year. I would be shocked if he didn't.
By the way, we talk about positive plays. Defensive Nebraska's defense. You mentioned 6 sacks for Nebraska on Saturday.
6 different guys.
6 sacks for 41 yards. They got it for some big yardage there each time.
6 different guys, Bill. That doesn't happen all that often, right?
No, it doesn't.
6 sacks by 6 different Ben. Listen to Bill. You can learn stuff.
Nash had a sack for 11-yard loss. Ty Robinson 1 for 9. Jamari Butler 1 for 2. MJ Sherman 1 for 5. Prince Wu-Umon Mielin 1 for 6. And Willis McGahee the 4th had 1 for 8.
Got one. Willis McGahee's a true freshman. He got in there late and got his. I don't know how there was a scrum of people, so I don't know exactly how he did it. But he swooped in off the edge. I only point out McGahee because he's a true freshman. He's coming.
Yep.
The defense was, I got to say, I know Nebraska's got a good defense. Everybody knows they got a good defense. The question is, how good is it? Now, Saturday night would indicate that it's probably better than I thought. The pass rush, the D-line, we talk about it all the time. They're good. I just didn't know how good. It looks to me like Robinson's going to another level.
Agreed.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. And then when the other part is, Jake, like you said, obviously they're playing the part, but they also really look the part. I mean, when you see the size of Ty Robinson, that's a big human.
He is gigantic.
And so that is,
you're right.
You don't see those. Did you see anybody even remotely close to him walking around on Colorado's sideline? There was no one even remotely close to him.
No, he makes Nash look small.
Yeah, and so that's the part that stands out. To again, like I said, it's a great job, and he's in year 6.
Do they have? Okay, I'm going to ask a question. I'm just going to do it.
Am I going to push back?
I don't know if you'll push back. You might think I'm crazy now, but I heard this from another ex-coach that said they don't have enough twitch. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said they're good. They just don't have a lot of quick twitch. Right. Now, isn't that Prince Will? Isn't Prince Will quick twitch? Isn't MJ Sherman quick twitch a little bit?
Yeah, I believe that they are. Yes, they all, and it is the just so everyone knows. Also, we talk about how mass kicks ass. The next most important thing in any football position is quick twitch, the ability to. It's not like the center, he has to be. Yeah, he does. And when you relate him to other centers. When you relate the 3 technique or the defensive lineman to other it is a initial burst quickness game, and that's why you see a lot of times that you see corners, wide receivers, running backs. I mean, the best running back maybe yardage wise in the history of the NFL, you know, Emmitt Smith was probably a 4.65, very quick twitch, footwork was remarkable, and so he wasn't a 4.35
right.
guy. You don't see that. So just so you guys know, that's so important. And that's when you see those guys that Aaron Donald would be one you said, when talk about twitch, when he was at his finest,
crazy.
Like at D-line, crazy. Like
I think Robinson's kind of quick.
Sue was crazy with it. That's why he had, but he also had the mass with it. But the ability, they have enough twitch. Now, is it first round draft pick twitch?
Twitch.
I don't know that for sure. That'll be way to be seen. But they're playing really well.
John Bullock, Jake. You pointed out John Bullock.
John Bullock, again, his stats aren't incredible. He had 5 tackles, 4 solo, 1 assist. But what John Bullock did, he knocked down the ball a couple times in the pass game. And then he makes the big 4th down stop fourth and two, just stops the running back there. I thought he was, again, didn't have like 20 tackles, but he had an incredible game. I thought he made an impact all the way through.
Yeah, John Bullock, if I remember right, was big right off in the second half, maybe. He had a big second half. He was big. A lot of guys played well though for Nebraska.
Yeah, when you go through teams right now and you start watching all the great teams right now, and I think Texas is great. I think Ohio State is great. I think Georgia is great. A lot of great. Just watch them offensively. And what are they? They're in a bunch of constricted formations, tight ends all over the place, doing different personnel. I just don't know how you function your entire game in four wides. I just don't know how you function that way to win championships, because no one wins championships like that. You didn't see teams doing that last year. You saw Michigan. You saw Washington. All these Alabamas. You don't have tight ends, because here's why. The run game is so simple. So when you're preparing, do you understand on defense the amount of time you spend on run fits by call? Hey, if this app, we're in this call, they run this. Boom, we have pullers. We have counters. We have all these things going on. It's tough. Oh, now they're in two tight ends. Now they're in three tight ends. Now the tight ends are off the ball. Now we just motion back into the box.
Yeah.
And the run fits are ridiculous. They're not. There was zero concern. They have inside zone. And also when they
run, what else do they have?
That's it. They don't have anything else. And so there's no stretch. And also when the quarterback hands the ball off, he doesn't even attempt to make it look like it's a zone read like he might keep it.
Nope.
There's no
stand off.
You can bend every time off the edge and just say, you know what? Let's just see if Shador will carry the ball 10 times.
He will not.
He will not. And so you can just bend. And so the run game is so simple. And then obviously they're limited also with that at O-line and at running back.
They're not very good. If you look at the stats again, it took them late in the fourth quarter to get positive yardage running the ball. They were at one point negative 27, I think, running the ball.
Some of that was sacks.
I know. But 22 carries total with the sacks for 16 yards.
Right. At some point in time, I know when I was with the staff earlier this year during their camp, was even during scrimmages, they handled it like adults, and they kept the stats like the NFL does. And they want to know, what is our true run defense?
Mm-hmm.
What is our true run defense? I want to know what that is. And so like that, until the NCAA needs to get on board with that, to have the stats correct, because you don't want to know, like Jake says, well, they didn't rush for a yard. Well, they didn't rush for a game, but the sack yardage, in the NFL, that comes off the passing game stats.
As far as Shador I'm going to go to your point about always lining up in four wide, not really giving yourself a chance. What that does is give Shador a chance to throw for a zillion yards and get drafted in the first round. right. That's what that is. And a lot of people, the cynics, believe that Prime's just there to get his kid in a draft in the first round. Maybe not there to win championships. They don't play like a team that's interested in championships. I don't know what he's trying to do there. I mean, what you said is interesting to me, because coupled with the whole we're flipping the roster every year, how do you do it? How do you win? We remember 2 years ago when they hired him and he started this process of overhauling the roster. I mean, I wondered aloud, how do you do it? How do you win? How do you do it?
Well, the one thing you have to defend a little bit is that roster needed to be flipped.
It did. Now that's true.
They were horrible.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like, well, no, he's got to stick with these.
But then
guys.
He did it again. That's the confusing thing. He brought in a bunch of guys, and then he did it. He ran a bunch of guys out.
When you have someone in your locker room, Robinson, Giffords, all these guys in your locker.
Seven seniors on,
guys that are,
guys on the defense.
Guys from the state, guys from out of state. But they've been around through all this. They help when someone comes in. It's just like when all of a sudden someone came into the Patriots, it was the Patriots way.
Right.
That they handled it. And so you came in from you were a new free agent. You got on board real fast with what was already going on there. So you can add in some new. But if you don't have people in your locker room that understand what it means to play at a place and how they want things done, it's really, really hard.
Guys, Nebraska has seven seniors starting on defense, four juniors. That's a veteran. That's veteran. That's and seven seniors, and how, four juniors.
And, yep. And some of them are 6 year.
Right.
Yeah, Ty Robinson. 6 year. 6 year.
Yeah, other
and
guys.
So, yeah, that,
Bullock.
That's incredible.
A couple things to add from the aftermath. Nebraska, for the first time since 2019, is ranked in the poll.
Oh, yeah.
Number 23 in the AP poll as of yesterday. Number 24 in the coaches poll. So, two games in. Back in the rankings, Nebraska.
That's partly why yesterday was weird for me. You know, at the Journal Star, I'd always have to do the ranking story. I haven't had to do that. And I was like, oh, got to do this again. It was so that's partly why I overslept, because I was working a lot yesterday.
You ever see, somehow you get some crazy message. I don't know if it was a DM, something. I'm like, I've never seen this message from, I don't know, like 2 months ago. Someone reached out to me to be the a voter in the top 25.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't respond.
Should have done that, Bill.
Just didn't see it. I could have been doing the
Associated
been,
Press voter.
Segment on your
coaches poll.
I think it was Associated Press.
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah. I'm with the press and I'm with the media. I don't have a job. Thanks, Steve. Can't do the coaches one, can I?
No,
that's funny. I know you couldn't wait.
No, I didn't.
Couldn't
mean
wait
that.
To bring
I didn't
it up.
Mean
that's
it
okay.
That way.
Shot
no,
fired.
Maybe they
fired again.
No, that wasn't a shot fired. That was not a shot fired. I thought maybe they. You could still do it.
No,
I still regard you as a coach. So
I used to do.
Maybe they still regard you as a coach.
I used to do the.
And maybe they didn't know. Didn't by know. The way, that was the.
I used to do the coaches poll with Coach Osborne every Sunday. I'd go in there and I'd have them all down, and we'd go over. Now I didn't do it, so some people say that somebody else did it. Coach Osborne did it. I
did
just
you,
went in. Oh, he did it. But I just went in with him and we went over all. So I'd have all the information. Okay, Bill, what was the previous top 25?
So you did it for Osborne.
But that didn't do it. No, joking, no, no. Joking. He did it. So some people, that's always the thing that no.
Oh, Coach they don't,
Osborne
yeah.
did it. But I sat down with him in his office about 10:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning every Sunday. And we'd go through the wins, losses, this, that. I mean, he would ask me a question, but it wasn't like I was like, Coach, here's what I think you want to do here. Coach Osborne handled
it. I want to be clear on something. That was not shots fired. All right. It was not.
Just kidding. I'll get a job again. I'm talking to people. I'll figure something
you're
out.
You're a coach. Okay. So, yeah. What is it? 28-10.
28-10. Nebraska beats Colorado 2-0 for the first time since 2016, which is incredible. First time in the polls since 2019. And Northern Iowa awaits here in Lincoln on Saturday.
And you know who ushered them out of the poll in 2019? Colorado.
They did.
Colorado ushered them right out. So there's some, it's sort of coincidental, right?
So there's a couple of things that Colorado I'd like to add. Mm-hmm. Two things is.
The Buffaloes?
We talked about, I think I hit on this about a year ago, that this will be one of the biggest ESPN 30 for 30 stories ever, and it still will be. No matter what happens, that this will be an incredible story. And I really enjoy Travis Hunter and Horn. I'd like to coach those guys. You watch them play.
Yeah.
They just played. Mm. Travis Hunter played the entire game.
Yeah.
Both ways.
By the way, he had 10 catches for 110 yards. Did a good game.
That's
he
good.
He's a starting corner, had 10 catches.
14 targets.
Yeah.
Shador just is sort of playground offense. Yeah. I'm just going to look for Travis or Jimmy Horn.
But those guys are, and do you ever see Horn do anything but play?
No.
I really don't.
Tough dude.
Because the reason I bring it up because Colorado just gets beat up so bad for everything. Because there was some body language and things on the sideline and stuff.
Kind of weird.
It wasn't real good. When you're watching it from afar, you're not going like, well, I think things are, they're just right there on the cusp.
Nope.
The Colorado State game is going to be so intriguing. It's going to be incredible.
That's this week.
That's this weekend.
I wonder.
That's going to be an intriguing game.
Colorado, God, I know you're going to push back. They're a little better defensively than I thought. Little better. That doesn't mean they're good. I'm not saying they're good. They're a little better.
If I'm their defensive coordinator, they had a pick six. So they gave up 21,
right.
340-something yards, and on offense, zero time of possession.
Right.
They couldn't move the ball an inch. So if I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm somewhat happy.
Exactly.
With where I'm at. Yeah. I'd have got on the plane going like, well, we gave up 21 points. We didn't move the ball at all.
Right.
And one of those touchdowns, you guys gave to him.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't think they were that bad.
North Dakota State had 450.
Yep, 334 is not bad.
And so I'm like, if I'm the D coordinator, I'm not all freaked out. But you didn't see anyone there that's an NFL player besides Travis Hunter.
No.
On defense.
On defense.
On defense. Yeah.
Now, Shiloh Sanders got his arm broken by the big man.
Dante Dowdell.
That was in the first half.
Yes, it was.
Dowdell hammered him, broke his forearm.
Ow. Ouch.
Yeah, broke his forearm. Dowdell. Dante. But you're right. I didn't think their defense was that bad.
I would say this too. Nebraska 3-12 on third downs.
Not great.
That's positive. Colorado, that's a good stat.
Colorado
3-12.
I think Colorado's 4-14.
You are correct. 4-14 for Colorado.
So what Nebraska did, what I did not envision, is they made Shador look pretty ordinary. Or you could say their offensive line made Shador look pretty ordinary.
I remember I was watching the game with my wife in the garage. It was like, I think it was the fourth down stop, I think it was with Bullock, I think, when it made the play. Yep. And I'm like, I go, if they run inside zone, they'll lose 2 yards.
They did.
Boom, two-yard loss.
Bill called the play.
Not to have I go, if they run inside zone, there'll be a two-yard loss. If they don't do something creative. But tell me about your play actions when you're in four wides.
They're meaningless.
No one's falling for them.
Yeah, there's nothing.
They're meaningless.
There's nothing there. Or your shots down the field where you get a chance for a max protect, deep over, all those things that come up in that. And you talk about, a lot of yards thrown. That doesn't correlate into the NFL. The NFL looks at you right away if you're a quote system quarterback. A lot of times at Texas Tech, a lot of those quarterbacks, they didn't play in the NFL. It doesn't.
No.
So when you play in the style with no tight ends in the game, it's going to be really hard for them to win games.
Then why do they do it? That's the question. Why are they doing it?
It's kind of odd, too, because Shermer's their coordinator.
Uh-huh, Pat Shermer.
And he's an NFL guy.
So why?
They can't run the ball. They don't have a good offensive line at this point.
Well, or is it because we have to keep it simple because we have all these new guys playing together for the first time?
We don't even know what we got at some
places, at some positions. Yeah. We're not even sure.
If you looked at their schedule, which I looked at yesterday, each one, this is the new thing I do at that. Could lose. I like to do in could loses. Like Nebraska next week. Is it a could lose? No, it's not. But their next 10, they could lose.
Colorado.
They could lose all of them. Their next 10, they could lose. You don't look at it and go, okay, they've got three gimme wins. They don't. They could lose each one. Their easiest game coming up is Colorado State this
could
week.
Could lose.
And could lose. It's at Colorado State.
Could lose. It doesn't look like this is going to work. Now, it's just going to come down to how tolerant the Colorado fans are. Will they be okay with a 3-9 this year?
What would the feeling be like when last year at this time for the Colorado State game, it was like the old USC days with everyone wanting to be on the sideline. It was the who's who list.
Will it be like that now?
No, I don't think not at all. That's just not how it works. Imagine all of a sudden you're used to people being around practice. Imagine what it was like last year at this time after week two, they'd beaten TCU in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the vibe around. It was nuts.
It was nuts.
It was the biggest story in college football.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's still a big story, which is crazy because they were 4-8 last year and they're 1-1 now. But they're still a big story, but there's no one flying in.
Hold your thought. We got to get to break. We're way behind. Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Early Bird.
The Bird!
For breakfast. Yeah, 19th and K. Breakfast burritos. They got all the types of pancakes in the world. Also, the world famous hash holes.
Hash hole!
Hash hole!
Jeez.
We had to respond to a text.
Yeah,
19th and K. Stop by today. Great breakfast spot. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch open every day. 6:30 to 2:30 when we come back. Head scratchers on early break.
Am I part of this?
Yes, you are. You're in charge.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.